What is the number one message that you would like people to know as we enter this new phase of the coronavirus outbreak?
Well, basically to be safe and follow precautions to keep you safe. I mean, we now know that this virus is circulating in the community. We don't know how much yet. I mean, we're going to be doing more testing, but I think over the next 2 weeks we'll really know that much better. Don't panic. I mean, there is concern, and certainly wash your hands frequently, because it may not sound intuitive, but a lot of these respiratory viruses are spread from person to person on the hands. And so if we wash our hands frequently, we certainly are going to reduce the risk to us.
And what are those symptoms that we should watch out for?
Well, the classic symptoms for COVID-19 are fever, cough, shortness of breath. But we also know there's a large spectrum of illness, and we also know that some people are infected and really don't have significant symptoms. So it can mimic any of the respiratory infections, such as the common cold or pneumonia, which would be more severe. What we do, we have to screen patients who are at higher risk so that if they, for example, have traveled from a country or an area where there is high level of circulating virus, we're a greater likelihood to try to test. I mean, we literally just evaluated a patient yesterday who had come from the state of Washington, and you're probably aware that's a hotbed right now in the United States. It's not certainly not one of the countries that we're concerned about, such as Italy or China or South Korea. Those are the types of people that we're evaluating for this particular virus by doing the test.
Do we have enough tests available in Ohio?
Yeah, that's a very good question. And probably the answer right now is our capacity is not what we would like. We literally didn't even have any testing in Ohio until about a week ago. And now we have a supply through the Ohio Department of Health. And so we have to go through a protocol and get this okayed by them, actually by the local health departments, and then they would send it down to ODH. But this is a concern. I mean, it would really be nice if we had faster turnaround time. Our lab is looking at developing the test within our institution, but that's going to take several weeks.
I think a big part of the concern is that there are people who have COVID-19 that are out in the community and don't know it. And so that's where we begin to see cases where they don't have those criteria that you mentioned, that they've recently traveled or have had contact with someone. In some ways, it seems that more testing is needed in order to get a better handle on the number of cases that might be out there in this community.
No, we definitely need that, and I agree. The rationale, however, for if you have mild infection, you're staying home and not necessarily getting tested, is that we know that about 80 to 85% of these patients do have a very mild disease, and it's self-limited and goes away. So even if you had it, you know, you're going to do okay unless you're older or have underlying conditions, and that would be another consideration for testing if you were older and had underlying conditions for which you would be at risk for having further complications. But this is going to affect how we do our testing with the limited number of tests that are available right now in Ohio.
And so just to clarify, right now, if someone maybe meets those criteria that you mentioned, they contact their family doctor, who might even recommend a test, then how does that doctor go about getting that sample to Columbus? Is that the only place that they're being done is at the Ohio Department of Health? And how are those decisions being made?
Well, we have a protocol. If somebody comes to or calls a physician's office and is at risk and are concerned about the COVID-19, that physician will call a number that goes to one of our infection control practitioners. They discuss the case. If they think testing is done, then they're directed to go to a facility over here, not to the physician's office, so that the testing can be done. We then contact the local public health department before we do the testing to see if they'll then send that specimen to Columbus for testing by ODH. So we have a protocol all set up that our physicians are aware of in ambulatory offices.
We're talking to Dr. Tom File, chair of the Infectious Disease Division at SUMA and also president of the Infectious Disease Society of America. this is, I would say it's a real concern compared to, all, you know, some of these other health scares that we've had in recent years.
Well, I think from the nature of the illness and the spread and the fact that at least for people that are at risk for getting complications, and that is, as we mentioned, the older patients in underlying condition, it has a significant morbidity and mortality rate. We have to be concerned about this. So from my perspective, I would say other than HIV, and I remember that coming on in the early 80s, this has been very significant as far as the effect that it's going to have on our healthcare system. But not only that, on society. I mean, now with all of these policies that are going to go in place, we're going to probably see some schools closed. I mean, look at the universities now. They're not going to have face-to-face lectures anymore, at least for a while. So there's going to be a lot of inconveniences for all of us in our communities. But the purpose is we need to do whatever we can to slow this down and to reduce spread from person to person. So all of these procedures and policies are going to be important, and we'll see how it works out. And hopefully we'll have some benefit in reducing the spread.
2 weeks from now, we could have a very different situation.
That is absolutely true, Jeff.
I hope we can talk again, Dr. File. I really appreciate you taking the time. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure.